Hello, it's Fake News Phil, coming to you from deep inside the Soviet States of America once again. So what do I have in store tonight? Maybe a little roundup or something. Because I know some people are getting upset with me and they don't like this Gaza subject anymore. Well, sorry, because I think this is probably the topic that I got into this business for. Way back in 1989 when I started my journey into the Dead Sea Scrolls, because I had to figure out whether this was the real Israel or the fake Israel, because any historian should figure that out. That's the number one duty for a historian in our generation, because Israel has only existed in the pages of a mythical book called the Bible for 2,000 years. That's the only place Israel has ever existed. But then all of a sudden in 1947, it actually became a physical place with borders. So doesn't that pique the interest of every single historian on the planet? Shouldn't we figure out if this is the actual Israel that was talking about in the Bible, or if it's a fake Israel that's just pretending to be the one that was from the Bible? Yeah, because it's either one or the other, right? Yeah. And so in the beginning, back in 1989, I was thinking, well, it's the real Israel, because being an American, I'm surrounded by all these Zionists and all these Christians who were telling me, oh, yeah, this is the real Israel. Oh, this is the Isaiah's chosen people. They're the promise from the book of Isaiah. When the God's chosen people would return to the borders. But then I would see that, like, whenever the United Nations would hold a vote, like half of the world would always vote against Israel. And America was the only country that ever stood with Israel. I was thinking, well, how come the rest of the world doesn't think that this is the return of the chosen people? How come America is the only one who ever stands up for Israel? And so I figured I'd help my fellow Americans along. I figured I would, the Dead Sea Scrolls was the nail in the coffin that would prove that this is actually the return of God's chosen people. I studied them for like 27 years. Then they came to Los Angeles Air Museum. Where is it? Yeah, it was the museum there in Los Angeles. I remember the where the space shuttle is. And they were on tour. And so I went there. I took my daughter. I took my friend. And, you know, my daughter brought a friend. And when we got there, there was armed guards, and you couldn't bring your cell phones in. They wouldn't allow any photos. And if you took your cell phone out, they would seize it from you. They would just grab it, snatch it. And that was the first chink in the armor. It's like, this is not right. I mean, those years, all those books I've read about the Dead Sea Scrolls, the reason why they wouldn't let me take photos is because the information that they were presenting would conflict with the books that I have about the Dead Sea Scrolls. Because they can't get their story straight about the Dead Sea Scrolls, just like everything else. And that's why they don't let you take pictures when the scrolls go on tour. It was like a police state. But so now this latest Gaza thing is happening. Let's go into screen share here. And my armor is getting chinked once again. So we're really getting into the weeds of how fake Israel is now. Because I can say for a certain that this is not the real Israel. This is the fake Israel, and the Palestinians are faking it with them. So ever since Israel moved into town, into the Middle East back in 1947, it's just been a hoax. All the conflicts have been a hoax. King David Hotel has been a hoax. The USS Liberty was a hoax. The Six-Day War was a hoax. The Yom Kippur War was a hoax. All these beheadings, like this guy, James Foley, all these beheadings was a hoax. What was that? Jihad John, the guy that cut his head off. Yeah, that was, I remember back in 2014, that was just scaring the shit out of us. Like, oh, Jihad John, he just cuts people's heads off with a knife. Yeah, it was a hoax. And so this laid everything. The Syrian War, the Bashad, when he would use chemical weapons on civilians, And then he would drop incendiary bombs on school children. Remember all those war crimes he was committing for 12 years during the Civil War? And now he's still president of Syria, isn't he? He never had to stand trial for any of those war crimes, because it was all fake. And what we're seeing in Gaza here is the Syrian War 2.0. You people think you're seeing a whole bunch of war crimes. Oh my gosh, Israel's committing a whole bunch of war crimes. What you're seeing is a Hollywood studio. And that's why there's never going to be a trial. That's why nobody's ever going to go to court for what you think you're seeing. So, my channel is one of the only ones that's exposing the rubber babies. Palestinians are using rubber babies. People say, well, Phil, the Jews are pretending to be Palestinians. Well, maybe, but we need to get to the bottom of it, don't we? So I posted this one today. Let's see. And he's crying about his rubber baby. See, I stop it right there. An eagle eye commenter in my se comment section spotted this line right here on the base of the neck of the child. That is where the head is sewn to the body of the rubber baby. Okay, this line right here, it shows that this is not a real baby. This is a reborn baby. Buy them on Amazon. Amazon. They go for like $2,000, I hear. They're real, lifelike. Reborn baby. Then the father continues to put his dead child in the back of a truck. Swings him in there. As you can see, he takes a look at the camera here. There's not a tear, not a tear. So you're the father of this dead child, and you're putting your dead child in the back of a truck, and you're not bawling your eyes out. This is really bad acting. Real super, really bad. Okay. And here comes another body. So let's play it all through. Dry-eyed dad putting the corpse of his son in the back of a truck, not shedding a tear. This is what they mean by Gaza strong, because these people in Gaza don't cry. They can carry dead children around and they don't cry. Gaza strong, just like Sandy Hook strong. Yeah, it's all fake. It's all fake. It's like Lahaina strong, Maui strong. Speaking of dry-eyed, here, this woman here, she lost 23 family members in a missile strike, and she doesn't shed a single tear. She makes lots of hand movements and arm movements because that's how they train actors in Gaza. See what she does. Oh, let's play. Play down here. No tears. She's describing 23 family members that just got killed. Not a single tear. See, this is not possible. Not possible in any realm. A lot of hand movements, a lot of arm movements. That's how they teach their actors in Gaza. A lot of hand movements and arm movements. Oh, and then what's this? I found this today. The So you people are going to tell me they're not training kids to be crisis actors in Gaza? We got a problem here, okay? This is child abuse right here. Let's take a look at this. We got a big problem, okay, in Pallywood. Eight-year-old girl. She's pretending to wake up from a bomb strike. She's pretending to find her brother in the rubble. Now she's looking for her sister. She finds her sister in the rubble. Yeah, you're telling me that they're not training these 8-year-old girls to be crisis actors? There, other kids play soccer. In Gaza, the kids play crisis actor when they're 8 years old. You know, that is child abuse. She's pretending to wake up from a bomb strike. She looks for her sister. Oh, wait, her brother first. She calls out for Allah. Then she finds her sister. All of them are acting. Yeah, that's very something very wrong in Pallywood. There's some child abuse going on over there. I don't, if you people think that these are Jews that are doing this, well, then you better bring your evidence because we got some problems. These Palestinians have sold out. They're helping the Jews perpetrate this hoax. And I posted this video, this 23-minute video. It shows how normal Gaza is. And then, it just they're selling backpacks, they're selling, you know, it's just like walking down this like in Los Angeles where they're selling stuff on the street in Los Angeles, same thing. It looks the same too because like it looks like Mexican, it looks like a Mexican neighborhood, except it looks cleaner. It actually looks cleaner than Los Angeles. Seriously. So but somebody was saying, well, this video was taken in 2014. That was before the war. And I said, what war are you talking about? Because Gaza's been in a perpetual state of war since 1987. 2014 would put it in the third intifada. Okay, that means there's been all kinds of massacres and all kinds of dead children in 2014. These people would not be normal like this. You know, and I noticed that people just want us to think that this is the first time that Israel and Gaza has ever gone to war. Bullshit. I've been seeing this my entire life. It's been happening since 1972 in the Munich Olympics. And it was the same thing too. The Palestinians took Israelis hostage. It's the same thing that's happening right now when the Palestinians took Israelis hostage at that music festival just a month ago. Same exact damn thing that happened in Munich 50 years ago. Nothing's changed with this Palestinian conflict. Nothing. It's been a perpetual state of war for 50 years. And their streets are normal like this? Yeah. You know, you stop pretending like this is the first time they've ever went to war. Yeah. Look at this strange looking kid. This doesn't look right. It doesn't look right at all. Well, you probably won't be able to see it because the resolution is so low when I share it. When I share a video, how deeply the chest goes in right there. There's something strange. There's no rib cage there. There's no rib cage. Let's play
it.
Again, another chest compression. This looks like a mannequin to me. See another chest compression. How deep it, look at the eyes. That looks like a doll's eyes. This looks like a manic a crash test dummy to me. Notice how the doctors haven't cleaned the blood off his body. They left this on for the dramatic effect. The little smears of blood here and there. Yeah. So there's something very wrong with that video. Here. We'll play it again. Yeah, something, that's not even the correct mouthpiece to put on. It's something very, very wrong. And here's the Munich Olympic massacre. The Palestinian admits to killing Israelis. He's not afraid of any repercussions. That's because it was a hoax way back then in 1972. Here's a 3 second video. Watch this. This doesn't look right at all. Watch the legs. The legs just dangle back and forth. Watch it. Watch it again. And if this was a real dead baby, why the hell would you be holding it up? Look at these people in the background. These people just want to be on camera, okay? They're not really traumatized. They're just because this only happens in Gaza, where people hold up dead babies like this in the middle of town square. This is a phenomenon throughout the world that is only seen in Gaza, because this whole Gaza conflict for the past 50 years has been a hoax, and it's a money maker. They make money on both sides. The more you hate Israel, the more money they make. The more you love Israel, the more money they make. They make money on both sides, and the Palestinians are helping them. Look at that. And that's not a real baby anyway. There's no way. It's insulting. Okay, what's going on over there is not real life. You're not watching reality. Not watching reality. And then for some reason they released this video, and I don't know what the heck this is about, but this guy rises from the dead, and they have him in the pine box. Okay, notice the mother has a framed photo of the boy, just like the parents at Sandy Hook had all the framed photos of their loved one. So the mother is carrying her Sandy Hook photo of her son. And her son just miraculously rises from the grave, because he's being buried right here. He's in a pine box, and then he miraculously comes alive. So what the heck was the purpose of releasing this video? Just to mock you, just to laugh in your face because you believe this shit. Watch it again. See, he rises from the dead. Now, what is the purpose of pulling a stunt like this? Just to mess with you, that's all. Just to mess with you. So, we got people rising from the dead, we got rubber babies. Oh, we got children with fake blood on them. Oh, we got the Ash Man. We got the Ash Man. The Ash Man and his family and his crisis actor family followeth him. So let's see the Ash Man emerging from the rubble. There's Ash Man. Notice the boy has no broken bones. And here's a crisis actor family. Yeah. There's Ash Man. The child has no broken bones. No broken bones. And then the crisis actor family. There they are, doing the Palestinian arm movement. That's a Palestinian. That's a Palestinian fake cry right there. Yeah. So lots of fakery. You guys can try to explain it away by saying that the Jews are forcing them to do it, but you're reaching. All right. It's pretty clear that the Palestinians have been bought, and they're helping the Israelis perpetrate this fake war. And here's I posted a Fast Times with Rubber Babies. What's this video about? Look at that. The finger into the chest. You see that? You're going to tell me that's not a rubber baby? Look at this thing. Where's the injury? Where's the broken bone? Now, here's the father. Notice the father doesn't shed a tear. See that? The father, completely dried eyed. This is his dead son right here, and he's completely not shedding a tear. Notice there's no, supposedly a building fell on this little child. We would expect to see some broken bones. On all of these dead kids, you never see any broken bones. People. Watch it again. No broken bones. Nowhere. It's a rubber baby. And that's a fake dad. That's a fake father. Not crying any tears. So, you know, once again, just more stuff. And you guys need to provide me some stuff to debunk. I got a guy who got upset with me because all the world's a stage. I made a comment on his video. I stole it from him, that video of the the streets of Gaza. This video here, I stole this from All the World's a Stage. And he said, because he calls me an everything is fake person. You everything is fake person, always get everything wrong. I know what's real and what's not. I said, oh, okay, so you know somebody who's been hurt in Gaza? And he said, I don't have to prove that. It's like, well, he knows better. I've followed his channel for a long time. He knows better. He's covered all the fake shootings. If you don't know anyone that gets hurt in any in these events, well, then you're just talking out your ass. The only evidence you have is what you've heard on the media. You don't have any direct evidence that anyone's been hurt in this event. If you know of somebody who's been hurt in Gaza, bring them over to my channel. I'll question them accordingly. If you know anyone who's been hurt in any terrorist attack, in any school shooting, anything, bring them to my channel and I'll question them. Because nothing ever happens. We live in a world that is very boring and uneventful. Nothing ever happens unless when you turn on your news and then all these happenings happen. Nothing ever happens. Gaza is a normal place. There's not a mass murder going on there. If you think you know somebody who's been hurt in Gaza, you bring them to my channel. So, nobody ever does. Nobody ever takes up the challenge. So anyway, just want to go through some latest videos. Lots more fakery afoot. All right, thanks for tuning in. Talk to you later. Bye.